everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest today is none other than political analyst Theron Johnson. How have you been?
I've been great, Maria. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself? I know you are part of the panel for the Georgia Gang TV show, and we also see you a lot on CNN.
Yeah, so I've been very fortunate to be a new permanent member on Georgia Gang, which is a local television show that's been around for 36 years. Mm-hmm. And also I do political commentating on CNN. And I also am the president and CEO and founder of Paramount Consulting Group, which is a full-service firm where we do consulting, lobbying, government affairs, and we do campaign consulting. And so it's been 1 year in the firm, and so we're expanding and growing. So I'm very happy about it.
You've been doing this political thing for quite some time. We know you played a very prominent role with President Obama.
Absolutely. I had the pleasure of moving to Chicago in 2011 and 12 to run the entire southern region for President Obama's reelection campaign.
And we know how that worked out for you.
It worked out wonderfully.
Everyone, we're talking to Theron Johnson, political analyst right here. He is located in Atlanta, Georgia, doing great things. We're talking about Stacey Abrams. She's a candidate for governor for the state of Georgia. She would make history on so many levels. She already has made history in being, what, the first black female Democrat candidate governor of Georgia, the nominee. And she would also be not only the first black female governor in Georgia, she'd be the first black female governor in this country, period.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing, Maria. And one of the things that has sort of been overlooked is, yes, we do understand the historical element of her election in the primary. I mean, she not only won, it was a very dominant mandate. I mean, she got 76% of the vote, and she just didn't get all those votes with just African American turnout to the polls. She built the right coalition. But the one thing that is going to be so remarkable is that as this race continues to materialize, we're also going to find out, Maria, that she's also the most qualified person to run for governor. I mean, if you look at her educational background, a small business owner, how she's been able to get herself through the tough walls in the state legislature, those are the type of things that I think that she's going to be able to talk about as we see this race goes on and on. One of the things that I've been very proud of from her election, Maria, is that she's not backing down for being a true progressive. And what we are going to have to learn is that you can be a progressive, you can talk about issues around health care and education and job creation and not be labeled as a left-wing sort of radical. And so I think that a lot of these progressive issues that she's put to the forefront are going to resonate with all Georgians.
When you say true progressive, let's take a step back and explain to people what you mean by that.
Well, I think it's about, you know, figuring out when you look at Medicaid expansion, which is a subject that she's talking a lot about. The will is there. We know that we have a gap in Georgia right now, roughly about 500,000 people who don't have access to true Medicaid or Medicare. And so I think you get into this argument about how you fund it. But I think what she's really been able to do is really push the button to say, look, we got to do something about it when it comes to expanding our healthcare systems in Georgia, but more importantly, how we deal with some of the rural healthcare challenges that we have with hospitals closing and people not having access to healthcare. So when I say she's a progressive, I think she's a Georgia progressive. Mm-hmm. She's a Georgia progressive because she's not afraid to talk in a bold manner about education, about job creation, and about health care in the state.
But Georgia has not had a Democratic governor in 15 years. What is it going to take to change that?
Well, that's the challenge. And I think what she's got to do is she's got to run a base plus election. What do I mean by that? She's got to motivate the base voters, which we know, Maria, from looking at numbers in our history in Georgia, is that roughly she's going to get close to 1 million votes. But there's about a 300,000 gap. So where does she go to try to get those extra 300,000 people? And I think that she's been putting together a plan for the last few years through mobilization to the polls, which we saw in the primary. But she's also trying to expand the electric by registering a lot of unregistered voters and also focusing on voters who don't traditionally turn out in gubernatorial elections.
She founded an organization which was tasked with registering those in rural areas, unmarried women, folks of that nature, folks whose voices, and we've spoken to her, she says their voices need to be heard mm-hmm. as well. What do you think we learned, or what do you think Ms. Abrams learned in the primary election, or what should Democrats have learned?
Well, I think the first thing that she learned is that this race is going to be about candidates' personal finances and their personal conduct. Mm-hmm. She was really great in responding to some of the personal attacks around her personal finance issues. These are all public issues that have been also brought out again by the Republicans. I think as far as conduct, how do you conduct yourself personally as a person to make sure that you're legitimate enough to run the top office in Georgia? But I think the other thing that she learned is that her methodology, her tactics, Maria, of saying, hey, I'm not going to run a traditional Democratic primary campaign that we've seen from a lot of the people that have come before her. She had a very bold strategy to attack a particular demographic of people around the state. And through voter registration and direct voter contact, it paid off for her.
How do the Democrats win in November?
I think we win if we can continue to raise the amount of resources we need from national and local donors to have enough money to get her message out and also respond to the attacks that are about to come her way. So we got to fire up the base, make sure they turn out and vote, but then we've got to go find 300,000 plus other voters. I think they're a coalition of voters who are people who are going to be inspired by the Abrams candidacy. I think these are folks who are going to be newly registered voters, and I truly believe that we can get some disaffected Republican, suburban, college-educated women who don't like the direction that this president is taking our country.
Now, you say we've got to find them. Okay, you find them. But how do you get them to go to the polls?
You got to make it Georgia specific. You've got to talk to them about education, job creation, health care. We know in every campaign, those are the three things that transcends race. It transcends party affiliation, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent. Those three issues, jobs, education, health care. Everyone wants a better healthcare system. They want a first-rate education for their children, and everyone wants to have access to a good paying job. I think if she can focus on those three core issues and make it Georgia-specific and come up with solutions that people feel that they can believe in, that she can implement if governor, I think that's how she wins.
And all the plans in the world, of course, Republicans have their ideas, too, to get the voters out there. What is it that the Democrats are planning to do new? The presidential race? Things didn't go the way of the Democrats. What is it that you have to do differently? I mean, you can strategize all day long. You can find those new voters all day long. What is it that Democrats need to do to bring her over the top to be Georgia's first Democratic governor in 15 years and the first black female governor in this country ever?
She's doing it, Maria. She's running a non-traditional Georgia campaign. Traditionally in Georgia, the Democratic nominee, he or she, would run a campaign that was very moderate, and you wanted to stay in the middle so eventually when the general election was upon you, you could make a move to the right. Abrams said, listen, that hasn't worked in 15 years, so I'm going to run sort of a center-left campaign to focus on progressive issues that I know they're going to motivate the base. I'm also going to, she said she's also going to expand the electorate and try to bring out new voters that haven't been registered, and also what we call sporadic voters. These are voters who sporadically vote in different elections but don't traditionally vote in gubernatorial elections. And so she, when she uses terms like I'm unapologetically a progressive, that's totally different than what we've seen from some of our former statewide candidates who some have gone on to be successful, some have not.
So if you're talking to a potential voter now, how important would you tell them that this election is?
I think it's very important. I mean, the governor of Georgia, he or she controls all the outcomes that we as citizens of Georgia face every single day. When you look at job creation, when you look at transit and how this transit bill was just pushed through the legislature, if you look at criminal justice reform, if you look at things around small business participation and contracts and opportunities to compete, the governor of Georgia has access or has the ability to affect all of that. So I think we've got to kind of really, yes, focus on the historical opportunity ahead of us to have the first black woman governor in our nation. But I don't think we need to forget and let that overshadow the merits. I truly believe that if you look at it from a merit-based standpoint, if you look at it on the people who are qualified to lead this state based on their educational background and their experience of leading organizations, I think Stacey Abrams is right there along with whoever emerges from the Republican side. So I don't want us in Georgia to just get so focused on the aspect of electing the first black woman governor, because there are some white voters out there that will be turned off by that. So we've got to make it about the issues, make it about who can continue the deal, progress that he's made in the state, but more importantly, who can continue to bring all Georgians together.
Political analyst Theron Johnson, thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.